This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Lowell Fell joins me on the long line. He is the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com, and he's the co-author of the new book, Net Roots Rising, How a Citizen Army of Bloggers and Online Activists is Changing American Politics. Good afternoon, Lowell.
Hey, how are you, Coy?
I'm good. How's it going? How's your summer been?
Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, the book's out. I'm pretty happy about that. It's keeping me busy.
Wonderful. Now, Netroots Rising. The Netroots, for the folks who've never heard the term before, is what?
Well, the Netroots is kind of a hybrid term. It's a hybrid of two words, basically the grassroots, which is kind of the citizen activists that we talk about in the title, the Citizen Army, that we talk about in the subtitle of the book. These are just people who get involved with politics and try to affect their democracy and try to make a difference. And then the net part is related to the internet. So these are people who tend to use the tools of the internet, whether it could be as simple as email, instant messaging, Google Groups, and then the blogs, of course, have exploded in popularity in the last few years. And we kind of trace in the book the development of the technology kind of in tandem with the explosion of citizen activism over the last few years, which we've seen in the last year with the Obama campaign and some of the other presidential campaigns, a huge number of people who are now feeling more empowered and getting involved in their political system, who are giving money, but doing a lot more than that. So it's a very exciting time right now, I think, and this book tries to capture some of the excitement that we're seeing the last few years, really, since Dean and Clark in 2003, 2004.
We're talking with Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com. The new book is Net Roots Rising. Lowell, take us back, if you can, to when you first started messing around on the computer and blogging and doing websites. Did you think at the time, was it political, or were you just having fun with it? I'm just wondering where you were at when you were first starting, and could you have foreseen your involvement in this in this level of politics using those tools?
Probably not. I probably never would have imagined it would have gotten to this level. But, you know, it's interesting. Today is, I believe, the exact 5-year anniversary of the first time I ever went to a meetup. I don't know if people, you know, if you remember that or if your audience, but meetups were a real big deal back in 2003, especially with the Howard Dean campaign. I was a Wesley Clark supporter, and I had seen Wesley Clark on Meet the Press in June 2003. I was very impressed with him, and I went on to the computer. I went online, and I Googled Wesley Clark, and I found that there were these things called meetups, which I had never heard of in my life. This is a chance for people who share the same interests, whether it's they love cats or they support Wesley Clark for president, to get together in person, not just online. And so that kind of started, you know, something there. I got very excited, and then I found out that there were these Yahoo groups that you can get online and talk about Wesley Clark and the campaign, and there was instant messaging. And I just started getting more and more involved in that way, both online and offline. And it just sort of developed. And then when I founded Raising Cane in early 2005, then it really started to pick up. I got heavily involved with Virginia, my state, which I had really not been that involved with the politics in Virginia. And I got, you know, much more interested, engaged, both, again, online and offline. And that's what, again, comes back to the word net roots. It's not just on the net. It's the roots part is important, the grassroots part, you know.
Right.
Netroots activists are not just sitting there all day in their underwear like nachos, you know. So it's like some are, and it's fun.
We're talking with Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com and co-author of the new book, Netroots Rising. Lowell, you write in your book about Virginia politics. Tell us, what makes Virginia unique when it comes to Netroots, when it comes to where the internet and politics sort of meet?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are several things about Virginia, I guess, that are unique. One is that we have elections every year. It means that there's really no break. I mean, there's no downtime. The off-year elections is still pretty exciting. Last year was the lowest point in the cycle. So there's always something to do. There's always something to write about and talk about in terms of politics in Virginia. Another thing, I think, Virginia, especially, certainly Northern Virginia, where I live, and I think a lot of the other areas, Charlottesville definitely, Hampton Roads, and increasingly the entire state, is really wired in to the internet, to high-speed internet service. So, and then people are very knowledgeable. They're very interested in politics, certainly in the Northern Virginia area where a lot of people work for the government. People are very focused on what's going on in Washington and just politics in general. So you've got all that kind of coming together, and I think it's helped to create probably arguably the most vibrant political blogosphere of any state in the country. And Virginia is not the largest state in the country in population, but it is really amazing. People around the country sort of marvel at this blogosphere and political activism that we've got going here in Virginia, and kind of what we did with Jim Webb and before that with Tim Kaine. So I think it's several of those factors that I mentioned.
That's really interesting. And we should point out this is from the right and the left and the libertarian and the, you know, it really is all sorts of folks participating mm-hmm. in this online conversation about politics in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's very vibrant on the right and the left. It's fascinating. And you don't see that everywhere. We kind of maybe start to take it for granted, but it's not in every state. It's not like this in every state. So I think Virginia, I think because we have elections every year, people are really plugged in, and they're really focused on, a lot of people are very interested in politics here.
We're talking with Lowell Feld, the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com, co-author of the new book, Net Roots Rising, How a Citizen Army of Bloggers and Online Activists is Changing American Politics. So tell us, what do we learn from your book about how the internet is changing politics?
I think what we emphasize and we try to emphasize in the book, we tell a lot of stories, but basically the overall theme is that the tools of the internet have empowered people, whereas in the past, if you wanted to take action and make a difference, let's say 10, 15 years ago, and try to form some sort of even a national or even a statewide movement, it would have been very difficult. What would you do? Go down to your coffee shop and put up a little flyer there and hope that someone, 600 miles away would see it? No. I mean, now with the tools of the internet, you can get online, you can get information, you can organize with other like-minded people on anything, whether it's to stop a new shopping mall or to elect a candidate or whatever the case may be. You can also obviously raise a tremendous amount of money very quickly online now, which I think has great advantages for our democracy. It means that, for example, Barack Obama has raised probably 70% or I don't know the exact percentage of his money, huge amounts, tens of millions of dollars a month online from small donors. These are not super rich people. We're talking about people giving $100 or less. So that means that theoretically, at least, that Barack Obama, or for that matter, John McCain, to the extent that he's raising online, are not beholden to one particular or two particular special interest groups, certainly not as much as they were in the past. When you have hundreds of thousands or even millions of people giving $50, $100, and getting involved, and volunteering and taking ownership of these campaigns, it's really, to me, is a resurgence of democracy after several decades where I think it was on the decline in this country.
We're talking with Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com. What else do we learn from the book?
Well, we learn that, I think we definitely get the history of some really interesting campaigns. I mean, the Webb campaign, we spend two chapters talking about the draft Webb and in the primary and then the general election. So I think it's a thorough, comprehensive history from a Netroots perspective, but still of that campaign. I think it's one of the first times that anyone's written a fairly comprehensive history of the Wesley Clark draft and that campaign. Talk about a lot of stuff that went on in Texas. My co-author, Nate Wilcox, lives in Texas for many years and was a leading political activist there, and he writes about Tom DeLay and the kind of the effort to take him down eventually, which eventually succeeded. Largely started at the grassroots level. Talks about the movement for Howard Dean in Texas, and so we go through a lot of history over the last few years and demonstrate how the grassroots activists using these new tools have affected change.
We're talking with Lowell Feld, the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com, co-author of the new book, Netroots Rising. So, Lowell, what's going on with the national race? Your thoughts on Barack Obama, John McCain? They're both getting ready to shift into fourth gear here midsummer, now that the holiday, long holiday season is over, holiday weekend, the 4th. They're both getting ready to start step it up a little bit and start campaigning a little harder here at mid-month, I think.
Right. Well, actually, my thoughts today are on something that just broke, a story that just broke about an hour ago, that Jim Webb is saying that, quote, under no circumstances will I be a candidate for vice president. So that's interesting. I mean, because I was really thinking that he was on the short list for Barack Obama. And he very well may have been, but he's just taken himself out of the running there, it looks like. So I think, you know, that's one thing that's going on is the two candidates are looking intensely right now at who's going to be their running mate. And, you know, most likely this is going to be a very close election. I think, you know, the last two certainly have been, in fact, the last few, I guess, really. And it's highly likely. So the running mate choice is hugely important. And I thought Jim Webb would bring the perfect mix of what Barack Obama needs to the ticket. You know, there may be other people, but I tend to, you know, I kind of started the draft movement for Jim Webb. I'm kind of partial to him. But anyway, so that's going on. I think you're seeing both candidates are sort of trying to tack to the center, which you often usually see, I would say, after primaries. The Democrat tends to tack from the left to the center and the Republican from the right to the center. You're seeing some of that. And then you start seeing some people on the right getting a little upset with the Republican candidate for tacking to the center, and people on the left getting upset with the Democratic candidate for tacking to the center. So you see all these maneuverings. And this all leads up to the conventions, finally, at the end of August, early September, when I think after Labor Day, really things will kick off. Another interesting one, Barack Obama has said he is opting out of the public financing system, which gets back to the net roots. I mean, he was raising $30, $40, even $50 million in a month. If he can do that, you know, through the summer and fall, he could spend unprecedented amounts of money and far outspend John McCain. John McCain was raising money over the internet, but nothing like what Barack Obama was raising. So that's going to be really interesting to watch.
Tell me where you think, put on your political strategist hat here, and tell me how you think McCain wins and how you think Barack Obama wins. What do both sides need to be doing or focusing on? What's in their message that they repeat over and over and over again to voters?
I mean, well, in terms of the states, and Barack Obama needs to hold all the Kerry states and then add a couple states. He needs to add like a Missouri or an Iowa, states like that. Some of this maybe desert southwest states like New Mexico, which were really close. Some of these states went only a couple thousand votes one way or the other. Colorado. So, you know, he's going to be appealing to some of these swing voters, independent voters, while still trying to keep the base excited. I think McCain's got a tougher situation. The right of the Republican Party doesn't seem too excited about McCain. In the past, McCain has taken positions on issues they're not happy with. He's talked about the religious right in very unflattering terms. Agents of intolerance, I believe, was his exact phrase that he used back when he was running back in 2000. So, you know, I think there's a lot of people on the right who aren't super excited about McCain. So he's got to keep those people and maybe get them somewhat excited about his candidacy while not losing those swing voters in the middle. You know, if he goes and tries to go back to the right again, then the risk is that you lose the independents and moderates type people who live in places like Colorado and Iowa and some of these swing states. So it's going to be, it's tricky. It's real tricky. And then the running mate decision will be very telling, I think, to see which way they're kind of going. If McCain picks someone like a Lieberman or a real outside the box, like the former running mate for Al Gore, a Democrat, or independent now, independent Democrat, and sort of will give an indication as to which way he may be going.
Interesting. Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com and the new book, Netroots Rising. What do you think we're going to see in terms of ads as we get closer to the election. You think this is going to be a nasty one? Are we going to see swift boats coming at us from the left and the right?
You know, I mean, I really hope not. I think you know, every election, it seems like people say, God, this was the nastiest election ever, you know. And, of course, if you go back in history and you look back in when Thomas Jefferson was running and James
plenty
Madison
nasty
and
then,
Monroe,
too. Yeah.
You know, they were nasty towards each other, too. Yeah. I mean, you wear wooden teeth and whatever, stuff like that. But, I think, you know, obviously, it's going to be a rough and tumble. I can't imagine that it won't be. But, no, I actually don't think... I'm hopeful, and I actually don't really think it's going to get to the level of vitriol of the Swift boat ads. I think, you know, they did that 4 years ago. I think the country may be in a different mood. Really, what people right now are looking for is they want change. They're not happy with the direction of things. I don't think they're looking for super negativity right now. I think they want to move forward, put the last 7.5, 8 years behind them, and start on a new course. And that's going to be a key word you're going to be hearing a lot of, is change.
Do you think we're going to see, and if we do, how is it going to affect the election, any major action in the Middle East on the part of whether it's Israel, or which a lot of folks are saying now that Israel might step up some action against Iran,
yeah,
with our help? Or, the article recently in the New Yorker, Seymour Hersh, saying that American troops are on the ground in Iraq and we're laying the groundwork for some type of bombing runs or invasion or what have you.
You mean in Iran? Yeah.
In Iran, yes. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I mean, there's certainly, you know, people always talk about October surprises before elections, and there's certainly a possibility. I mean, there's a lot of tension over there, and we can't control necessarily the actions of every other country in the world. Though some people would like to think that, I guess. But anyway, but we can't. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to know what international events might occur. Hopefully, there won't be any attacks on the United States or our allies or anything before the election. But, you know, any of those type of unforeseen and almost unforeseeable type of events can definitely change the outcome of an election.
Lowell Feld is the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com and co-author of the new book, Netroots Rising: How a Citizen Army of Bloggers and Online Activists is Changing American Politics. Lowell, thanks for your time. Always look forward to talking to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. Thanks.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.